Grant by Ron Chernow. With the Confederate Army bivouacked in a nearby valley, Sheridan directed Grant to a brick house on the outskirts of Appomattox Courthouse, where Lee awaited him. It was owned by Wilmer McLean, who had owned a house at Bull Run, damaged during the first battle there. He had fled to the sleepy hamlet of Appomattox Courthouse, hoping to escape further hostilities, and would now claim the odd distinction of witnessing the beginning of the Civil War in his backyard and its ending in his parlor. Approaching the historic rendezvous, Grant was painfully aware of how poorly costumed he was to enact this lofty scene. His slovenly appearance had come about merely from being detached from his headquarters wagon. He had no inkling that later historians might be charmed by his outfit or assume that his mud-caked clothes made a political statement. Quite simply, Grant hadn't expected to meet Lee this soon. "I had an old suit on, without my sword, and without any distinguishing mark of rank, except the shoulder straps of a lieutenant general on a woolen blouse. I was afraid Lee might think I meant to show him studied discourtesy by so coming. At least I thought so." Later asked what was uppermost in his mind at this sublime moment, a sheepish Grant said prosaically, "My dirty boots and wearing no sword."